Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Curitiba, the Brazilian city we just heard about in Cecilia Weissman's documentary, would not be the environmental success it is without the leadership of Jaime Lerner. Jaime Lerner is an architect and urban planner. He was also the mayor of Curitiba for 3 terms and served twice as the governor of the Brazilian state of Paraná. His leadership was largely responsible for the transformation of the city. Today, Jaime Lerner is a professor of urban and regional planning at the Federal University of Paraná and is this year's keynote speaker at the EcoCity World Summit in San Francisco. He joined us in our studios, and together we listened to our 1994 story.
First of all, I'm very happy to listen to this interview because on the essence, nothing changed.
The city's much bigger now, though. What, it went from, 1971, a million and a half people, and now it's tripled in size?
The population tripled since 1971, but many issues, they are improving more and more. For instance, the average of green areas is 52 square meters of green area per inhabitant. The system of transport is getting better. We started, I remember, 25,000 passengers a day. Now we have 2,400,000 passengers. And the system works well.
You said you had 52 square meters of green space per resident?
Yes.
And what was that back when you started in Curitiba?
In 71, a half square meter per inhabitant.
Where did you get all this green space?
It's an incredible story. We started in the wrong way.
The wrong way?
Where we started wanting to build squares, you know, that kind of planning. Every 500 meters, we should have a grid of parks. And all of a sudden, we realized that it will take years and years, a lot of resources, and until the trees will grow up. And all of a sudden, we understood that it's more important saving the existing woods. So, let's say if family Cardoso had a place with a small wood, they took care for 20, 30 years, but it was very difficult for them to taking care to maintenance. So we made an agreement. We told them, we're going to buy 75% of your land, and you keep 25%. And we're going to transform this place in a public park. We'll pay homage to the family that took care of this place. On having a public park close to the remaining area, you will have a plus value. But the condition is we have to buy for less expensive price, and we made 98% of agreements, so it changed the whole landscape.
Now, as I understand it, the city of Curitiba has the highest rate of separating garbage of virtually any city in the world. What, some 70% of residents at this point separate their trash for recycling? How did the city achieve such a success rate?
I think the reason was we started with the children. We teach them, in all the children, in all the schools, how to separate during 6 months. After, the children, they teach their parents. And at that moment, it was easy to make a campaign that they knew how to do it. So I think more and more the children, they are going to play a very important role in the future. That's why I'm obsessed about the idea of trying to teach sustainability to the children.
There's a quote of yours, which I find quite interesting. It says, creativity starts when you cut a zero from a budget. What do you mean by that?
Sometimes when you cut two zeros.
Okay.
Having too much money, you don't have creativity. So it's very easy when you have too much money, and it's very easy also to take the wrong decision. Okay, everything is possible. So I'm looking many cities in the world, how much they are wasting with ideas that it doesn't work any longer. Many cities, they're trying to build very costly systems of public transport. But it will take 30, 40 years to build one line. And a very good bus system on surface can cost 100 times less expensive per kilometer, and you can do it in 2 years to 3 years.
Now, you're not talking about the famed Second Avenue line in Manhattan in New York that was supposed to start back in the 1960s and
yes,
has just begun digging now.
Yes.
And that line will cost, what, several billion dollars?
$4 billion.
And if Jaime Lerner were in charge, you would do?
I could save some money for the city.
Yeah, how exactly?
The city of New York, they could transport 2 million passengers per day and very, very with comfort on surface.
In buses?
In buses, right now.
And your method is high-speed bus lanes? People pay for the bus before they get on the bus?
Yes.
And they come, how often do the buses come?
You have to propose a good frequency. It has to be a reliable system. So the question is, don't wait more than 1 minute. You'll have a wonderful system.
Not wait more than a minute for a
bus? Yes, yes.
In Manhattan?
Yes, you can do it.
In all these years, what was the one thing that really amazed you, that just vastly exceeded your dreams?
I remember planting trees. We started the campaign in 72. At that time, we didn't have the technology to having big trees. So we have small trees. We had to plant very small trees. So that means you have to take care. We made a campaign. And so we're giving you the shade. You have to provide the water for the trees. I thought we were going to lose the half of the trees. We lost only 5%. So what amazes me is how people, they react when they feel respected, when they understand something which is desirable. You have to trust in people because they can do much better than you imagine. Always.
Jaime Lerner is the 3-time mayor of the Brazilian sustainable city, Curitiba, and twice governor of the state of Paraná, Brazil. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.